It's Check on Stories. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, says rain and snow mixed on and off today. The higher elevations could see some accumulation, but basically, rain and snow mixing today could cause some slick spots. Now, in South County, Massachusetts, there is a winter weather advisory, and in northern Berkshire County, there is a winter storm warning issued by the National Weather Service. A revision of the Planning and Zoning Commission's regulations in Cornwall on home businesses has garnered interest at had attendance at a hearing Tuesday. Commissioners said they want to modernize the regulations to reflect the increase of those who work from home while maintaining the look of residential sections of towns. The hearing will be continued at the Commission's May meeting. First Selectman Gordon Ridgway attempted to calm the tone of the meeting, saying, quote, I hope we can do this without personal and poisonous attacks. We're here to talk about issues, not about one another. Out of Hillsdale, a Cornell University class may work with the town to create development plans for the open space in town. Ingrid Hackle of the Hudson River Estuary Watershed presented an idea to the board this week. George France, professor of city and regional planning, teaches an open space planning studio class at the university with undergraduate and graduate students. A team of 7 to 9 students would be assigned to Hillsdale to work with a committee volunteer of Hillsdale representatives. Open spaces include various types of undeveloped areas, land that is not intensely developed for residential, commercial, industrial, or institutional use, including farmland, forests, and woodlands, wetlands, stream corridors, significant habitats, parks, recreation area, trails, and historic properties are all considered open space according to the presentation to the board. Connecticut has added 5,400 jobs in March. As employment continued its recovery from historic losses due to the COVID-19 pandemic and partial shutdown of the state economy, preliminary estimates released Thursday of this week marked a third consecutive month of job gains, and the State Department of Labor said job growth has accelerated. With the March gains, state labor officials reported the state economy has now recovered over 176,000 jobs of the 292,000 positions that were lost in March and April of 2020 due to their lockdown. That's a recovery rate of about 60%. On Thursday, in Connecticut, the positivity rate stands at 2.04%. There were 6 additional coronavirus-related deaths, bringing the overall total to 7,990 since the pandemic began. Governor Lamont said the state has fully vaccinated more than 1 million people. The director of New York's nationally recognized Wadsworth Laboratory retired last September amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Now the deputy director is also set to leave after 28 years at the lab, another major loss to the beleaguered State Department of Health. The loss of Jill Taylor and the pending departure of Victoria Evanshire, who recently signaled her intent to retire from the Albany-based job, are among at least a dozen top health officials in New York who have either quit, retired, or reassigned in recent months, according to sources and public records. Top doctors and executives are left amid what has been a bruising year for the agency at the forefront of the coronavirus pandemic, which has led to even longer hours and higher stress, particularly among the department's higher-ranking officials. Getting to New York unemployment, new unemployment claims in New York, a proxy for layoffs, declined last week compared with the week prior. U.S. Department of Labor said new claims dropped 56,000 in the week ending April 10th, down from 68,000 the week before, the Labor Department reported. Last year at this time, there were over 394,000 new claims in New York as businesses closed their doors and laid off workers. U.S. unemployment claims, by the way, dropped to 576,000 last week, down almost 200,000 claims from the 769,000 the week prior on a seasonally adjusted basis. This weekend is a pretty busy weekend in our area. The Sheffield Kiwanis sponsoring their food drive at the Great Barrington Price Chopper tomorrow from 8:30 in the morning till 4:30. All proceeds will benefit the People's Pantry, CHP, WIC, and Sheffield Food Assistance Programs. You can donate non-perishable and personal care items, diapers, cash, checks at the U-Haul truck located in front of the Stockbridge Road supermarket. Taconic Hills Central School District is having a blood drive tomorrow from 9:30 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon in the high school cafeteria. In Sharon, well, there's a chance for you to help clean up Sharon's roadsides. You can meet members of the Sharon Energy and Environment Commission on Saturday at 10 a.m. in front of the Hotchkiss Library. They'll provide roots, safety vests, latex gloves, and garbage bags. Please bring your own mask, and if you have your own safety vest, bring that as well. By the way, the rain date is set for April 18th. D.M. Hunt Library has an online event coming up this weekend, Beavers in Connecticut, featuring Ginny Apple, Master Wildlife Conservationist. That'll be Saturday at 2 p.m. How do you register? Well, two different ways, dmhuntlibrary.org or on their Facebook page. Stanford Grange number 808 will host a meatloaf dinner on Saturday at the Stanford Grange. All food will be made in the Grange Hall kitchen. A donation is asked for each dinner, $15. The dinners are takeout only. Dinners will be available for pickup from 5 p.m. on. For reservations or more information, 845-868-7869. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,035.99, the NASDAQ at 14,038.76, and the S&P 500 at 4170.42. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.